everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of Meeting of the Minds podcast. I am Rosalind George, aka Roz, aka Zola Kincaid. Today I want to bring an episode that is really interesting to me. I've done a lot of thinking and soul searching on this topic, and I did a little writing about it for a couple days here, and I wanted to just bring this to start a conversation about it. And today I want to talk about agreement, harmony, or accordance and opinion, or feeling, a position or result of agreement. Today, as I silently watch situations play out in the background, I am extremely troubled by the agreement I see in people, harmony or accordance in opinion or feeling, a position or result of agreeing. Listen, if you do not think others have and are paying attention, newsflash, they are. And there are things being confirmed, discerned, solidified, and planned out right before our eyes, yet the people. Lord, the truth blinds the people. I gotta say this. I never thought I would ever be in a position to bear witness to the exhaustive conditions of people. And it's sad and really troubling for me today. Here's the thing. Whenever there is a breakdown in any area of your life, there is also an opportunity and lesson to be absorbed, taught, and learned. What is interesting is the repeated lessons and tests that are being played out, and for people that think it is something new, you keep falling for the banana in the tailpipe. Listen, if you keep seeing the same things, you are not growing, you are not fighting the enemy, you are repeating a lesson that you refuse to learn, love. It is like a dog chasing his own tail. You keep going around and around and around, seeing, experiencing, and facing the same test and or obstacle, yet you refuse to do anything differently. And why is that? I could tell you, it's all about you. And you really don't care who is impacted and or affected. Most folks would rather remain comfortable and prefer choose camaraderie over progress, choose the road less traveled, and go along with the most traveled road. The highway is clear over here, less traveled, and I love it. And the shakers and movers will never accept mediocrity. Please believe that. Let's go a little bit deeper here. Most folks are, excuse my language, too chicken shit to stand flat-footed on what they want, what they need, and what they desire without an audience or a pseudo support system. Listen, I'm not impressed at all by no stretch of the imagination by a group of folks or people standing together for and on foolishness and agreement. What will impress me is if you find a spine and stand on what you know is right, even if it's alone. Doing so shows strong integrity, character, and spiritual presence. It shows that you are psychologically, emotionally intelligent, and mentally astute. As in the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the hottest place in hell is reserved for those who remain neutral in times of great moral conflict. And I see that more often than not today, and it is almost scary. And I have grown 3 heads listening to folks saying and advising, just give it to God. Lord have mercy. Oh my God, people of God, can God give anything to you and you adhere to the assignment? I digress. for the folks looking for a scapegoat and want respect, stop. Stop blaming other folks for your decisions, for your choices, and your lack of courage, determination, and strength to own your life. Nobody owe you anything. Let's be clear. We have all been dealt a bad hand. We all have made bad decisions and choices. And we all have faced disappointments and tragedy. But it is up to you to play your hand for a favorable outcome. Also, for the folks raising the banner of accountability, make 100% sure you got all your bases covered before you crucify someone else for the exact same accountability you lack. It is one and the same, sir and ma'am, and it is not discriminatory. I am amused at the audacity of people that really need to have several seats, and they really should be ashamed to say anything if they would take a hard look at their own life. It's disgusting. It is truly disgusting. In my conclusion, I have read in the Word, how can two walk together, say they agree? A little wise wisdom here. I can tell you who you are by what you stand in agreement with. And here's the thing, I am not the judge, I'm just the messenger. And there is one that will judge all men according to what is in their hearts and what is displayed on the world stage. Here is the point. Ensure, dear, you can live with both without blame, coercion, and ignorance, because none of those things will be considered in the end. We gonna learn two ways, by wisdom and by woe, and you get to choose. I love you guys. I just had to come on and do what I need to do, because it's really heavy in my spirit and heavy in my heart, because there are people that are suffering and being impacted and affected by standing in agreement to foolishness. If you're not convicted, let no man do. Talk soon.